Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, hello. I hope you guys are doing well today. Grand rising, rich rising, all of the above to my morning motivators. How are you guys today? For those of you who are listening on the podcast later on, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and this is the Brittany the Host podcast. I hope that you guys are having an amazing Thursday. It is Thursday. Thursday, June 2nd. And I hope that you guys are having a beautiful, blessed day, no matter where you are. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and let me know in the comments where you are tuning in from. We go live every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern time here in Atlanta, Georgia. But if you are listening later on, you can always catch the replays on YouTube as well as Spotify, Apple Music, and most of your streaming platforms. So check it out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in again. Thank you for loading up the comments. I see you guys bright and early on the morning comments. So thank you. I'll load them up. So today we are talking about, we are living in the good old days right now. One day we are going to be older. Life in the world is going to look so different. You know, especially with how much things are changing and how much things are evolving and how much things are constantly moving forward on a day-to-day basis, especially here in America. I can't speak for everywhere else. And I see other countries also innovating and getting like with Web 3.0 coming up and all of these new inventions and things like that. The world is continuing to move forward. It hardly ever goes backwards. So we're going to talk about how we are in the good old days right now and how we can take advantage of those and what we should be thinking about possibly to be our most fulfilled, purpose-filled selves. So before we jump into it, I'm going to go ahead and say the morning prayer. I'm going to head and give the morning shout outs and we're going to get right into today's topic. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Thank you for allowing us to walk in your light. Please, if there is anybody out there that doesn't know their purpose, that doesn't know what you have called them here to do, let them know that they have a purpose for their lives, that whatever they're going through is temporary and it's not of you, it is of the enemy, and to help remove any barriers, blockages, or get them through any obstacles that may be in front of them right now. I pray for anybody that's having any mental illnesses, suicide ideations, that you will remove those immediately in Jesus' name, and that we will be filled with happiness, peace, love, patience, and perseverance, and resilience to move forward every day. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And if you guys ever need like a certain shout out, let me know, put it in the comments. And also She Amber has a podcast where she does prayers and shout outs for people. So if you guys need a little bit more of that, we also have morning motivators who are in the same creative space who do the same thing. And so just let us know so that we can be there to help you in that regard. And if you are not religious or spiritual, I hope it was okay that I pray for you anyway. Everybody is welcome here. We do not discriminate. Everyone is welcome. But let's jump into the morning shout outs before we get into today's topic. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Yes, it's almost the weekend. Good morning, Nana. She says here in the UK is a national holiday because of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee 2022. Nana, I had no idea that you were in the UK this entire time. So good evening to you or good afternoon to you and happy holiday. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, KK Grand Rising. Good morning, Brittany, Authenticating Beauty. Good morning. Good morning, our Grand Rising Angel. Good morning, Miss Charlene. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Yes, She Amber has a podcast every Sunday. So she uploads every single Sunday. So if you guys want to check her podcast out, please check it out. It's very insightful. It's filled with the word and all of the above. So she does exclusive prayers for her watchers. So you guys check She Amber's channel out. She's such a light and such a beauty. And if you guys have any businesses or anything you guys want to promote, let us know. But Grand Rising, Rich Rising, and all of the above. Okay. So I was on YouTube yesterday and I came across this song. This YouTuber talked about this song. His name, there's a country singer. I'm not really into country, even though I think country music is so beautiful. It's always about love or family. It doesn't have all the toxic elements that some of our music has. So I do appreciate a good country song when I hear it. But there's an artist named Ron Pope, never heard of him, but he has a song that this YouTuber played called The Good Old Days. And basically, what the song was referring to is one day the kids are going to grow up. One day, things are going to change. We're not going to be as young as we are. So basically, like we're living in the good old days right now. We are living in our good old days right now. And it's interesting because oftentimes we can want things to be as they were or what they used to be, right? Even Donald Trump went on a whole campaign of make America great again. It was great for a certain group. Okay, let's just say that. It wasn't great for everybody during the time he wanted to go back to and make things great. But what he was doing was he was pulling this emotion of nostalgia, of push pulling this emotion of what used to be for his demographic and the people that he was referring to, right? And we oftentimes, as people, will dwell in the past. That's where sometimes depression and anxiety can come from. It's either we're thinking too much in the future and we're having anxiety about the future, or we're freaking out about the future, or we're obsessing over what used to be, either old relationship, either maybe where your health used to be at a certain point, either what you used to have, or maybe a relationship, or maybe you're older and your kids are now grown and they're gone, and all of that. But the song made me realize how much sometimes we can be in the past and in the future, because really the present is all we have. It's the only thing that's true. The past is gone. Even the things that we did yesterday, good morning, Dia Dia, even the things that we used to do yesterday, it's over. It's no more. We can't go back. There's no rewind button. There's no, time machine. It doesn't work like that. Life continues to move forward. And the present, I mean, excuse me, the future doesn't exist yet either because it hasn't happened. So the only time that we really have is the present. And so what the song was referring to are the good old days are right now. Like one day, y'all, we gonna be older. Some of us don't have kids yet. Our kids are going to be here, or some of you guys do have children, and your children will be graduating from middle school and high school because that time goes so fast. There's a lot of people in my life, just even my niece. She's not even a baby anymore, and it's crazy to me. She's about to turn 3, but how fast children grow. We're just looking at old pictures. Like, go through your phone and look at some of your kids a couple years ago, or your nieces and nephews, or your cousins, or yourself a few years ago, and see how much things have changed. Even like I was opening my baby book, right? And I'm only 33 years old. So at the time I was 3, I want to say. And just the time of 30 years, which if you say 30 years, it doesn't really seem that long. But if you guys go look at your baby pictures and look at the environment, look at the furniture, look at the fashion, look at the style, look at the technology. You guys remember when you first sat at a computer and how different it was, and how even just like 12, 15 years ago, when we first got the cell phones and the flip phones, and how things did not operate the way that they operate now. I remember when FaceTime was a fantasy. Y'all remember when FaceTime, I don't know if y'all remember Xenon on Disney Channel, but Xenon was the first time I ever seen FaceTime on TV. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Now we have it in our pockets. It's accessible to everyone, right? So thinking about the past and how fast things moved, it's going to only move faster as we move forward. But instead of dwelling, in the future, even though there's a few things that we have to pay attention to, like things are going to change. Like there's Web 3.0 coming up. There's a blockchain, cryptocurrency, the metaverse, all of these things that are going to rapidly change our future. And because these things are still such in their infancy, it's not really directly affecting us yet. There's just a lot of conversation, a lot of investments about it. I do believe that we should learn about these things so we don't get left behind. But it's inevitable. All of these things have been predicted for the way that we're going to communicate, right? Remember payphones, right? Chad said, I remember payphones. You can hardly find a payphone nowadays. And that was just when we were kids, right? So look at how fast things have changed. But going back to what I was talking about is if we look at the future, what has been predicted, and this is what I studied in grad school. I went to grad school at Brooklyn College for media studies. And a lot of it was centered around how we're going to communicate in the future, how we're going to be together more, but separate. Like even now, this is a prime example of what a lot of the books and studies showed. We are together every single morning. However, most of us are alone. Like right now I'm alone in my basement, but I'm talking to you guys. Some of you guys are alone in your homes, or you're with your kids, or you're in your cities and states and countries, right? You guys are in your own little bubble, but we're all together. However, we're alone. And so what's been predicted is this evolution of communication is going to continue to where we speak to each other like this constantly, but we're going to be alone more than ever. And we can see it with the younger generation. I'm in my 30s. So we were the generation that would talk on the phone, because there was text messages were 10 cents a pop, right? So wasn't nobody really texting like that. It took hella long to text. We just have to push so many buttons. So text messages weren't the main form of communication. Now that text messages are free, and now text messages are just something that we do, the younger generation barely talks on the phone. All they do is text, which is kind of, if you speak to them, it's jacking up their communication skills. However, all of that was predicted. What's being predicted is people are going to talk more like this. And it's interesting because they said texting and physical text would be out, but it's actually being even more prevalent, which is very interesting. But needless to say, when we jump into Web 3.0, for anybody that doesn't know what Web 3.0 is, it's basically the internet, but you have more ownership of it. You have more ownership of your personal information and all of these things. And another thing, even though Web 3.0 is separate from what they explained, the metaverse is kind of like, I don't know if you guys ever played Sims. Sims was an alternate universe where we would sign in and we would play and we'd have an avatar and we can make a family, we can build a house, we can change the clothes. So the metaverse is said to be just like that, but we are the avatars. You create an avatar, you go in and you can create your whole world. So let's just say you're not a millionaire in the real world. Maybe you live in a double wide, don't matter. Maybe you live in an apartment, but you can go into the metaverse and become a millionaire, a billionaire. You can wear the latest fashions. You can be a rock star. You can pretty much be whatever you want to be. It's like it's an alternate universe. It's an alternate world that is predicted that a lot of people will live in on a more consistent basis than they live in the real world. There's a movie called Ready Player One. It was a little intimidating because I was like, I hope it doesn't get that far. But Ready Player One is a movie where that's where they're saying we're headed to, where majority of the people in the world will live in the metaverse. I don't know how true that is. I'm not a god. I can't predict the future. But basically, we're going to be more out of touch with real life and more in touch with that. That's what's predicted, right? Yeah, we would talk for hours and then I still play Sims. Exactly. So basically that's what's predicted to be our future, or maybe not ours, but our children's future, is that's where people are going to be famous and people are going to have a lot of money and all of those things. Now, how is that going to corroborate with the real world? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not God. I don't know. But with all of these changes coming, right, one day we may yearn for what we have right now. Although the world doesn't seem really simple sometimes with everything going on, I want us to really bask in where we are currently, because one day it will change. One day there is going to be so much change and we're going to evolve with it. So it's not going to be a shock. It's not going to like we're going to wake up and then the world is different. No, it's going to gradually go. But when we're 50, 80 years old, I'm in my 30s, so 20 years from now, 25 years from now, 30 years from now, 60 years from now, the world is going to look completely different as it did when we had baby pictures. You know, the technology, if we go back and look at some of your baby pictures, the technology they had, the landlines, people barely use landlines anymore. They still exist, but they're barely used. Pagers. Y'all remember when pagers was a thing? Like somebody said pay phones. Freak, what else? VCRs. I never thought in a million years that all those tapes I collected would be null and void. Remember people's tape collections and record collections. Now records are making a comeback for nostalgia's sake, but people aren't buying records in the droves that they were buying in the 80s and the 90s. You know, technology advances, technology changes. Now we have computers, voice memo. We have everything on our phones. We have recording devices. You can make an whole album on your phone if you're a music artist, if you want to, and distribute it right from your phone. In the past, you could not do that. So think about how quick things have changed in such a short period of time in our lives, and then think how fast things are going to change in the future. So saying all of that, not to freak anybody out, not to be like, oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming. Don't be overwhelmed by it. Just really enjoy the simplicities that we have, even though it doesn't seem that simple. We'll never be able to go backwards. I know people want to make things great again. And I know people want to, let's go back to how things used to be, you guys. They will never be what they used to be. In a year from now, they will never be what they used to be. I heard somebody say on TikTok, he was being funny, but I actually had this thought myself. And this is no disrespect to anybody who lost anybody or suffered during this time, but I miss 2020. I miss the pandemic. And not because of all the bad that was going on, but I loved how slowed down we all were. I love that people were not outside. And I'm sorry to anybody that went through any type of mental illness or didn't really like that situation that they were in. But for some of us, it was a time to kind of like, right? The first time in the world, in the world's history, to our knowledge, did the entire world was on the same page. Dang near. Not all countries, you know, Australia shut down. They were COVID-free. Some certain parts of the world were business as normal because they shut down their borders. But for the most part, if you were an open country, if you were in America, UK, you know, certain places, Canada, everything was shut down. Everybody was on the exact same page. Never has that happened before, right? And what I missed about that is how simple things were. You know, it was chaotic, you know, if you watched the news and lived in fear. But if you did not and you allowed yourself to, I remember sitting there and going, wow, we'll never get this time back again. We'll never just be able to just chill at home. And some of us were trying to rush to get outside. And, you know, I even had a party that year. So I wasn't one of those people. And I was an essential worker. So I was working during the pandemic. So I didn't get to stay home as often as other people got to stay home. But I really remember how simple it was. And it's crazy that that was 2 years ago. Look how fast time has flown since just 2020. So with all of that being said, is really, really take in as much as you can what we have now, the presence that we have now, the simplicities that we have now, even if it's not simple. The fact that we don't need cryptocurrency to live is a blessing, right? For some of us, because some of us haven't even started learning about it or investing in it or can afford to buy one Bitcoin, right? So the fact that we don't need it to live is still a blessing because maybe one day we will. You know, every generation, every year, there's always new inventions, but with new inventions becomes different type of problems. You know, with the internet, and the internet was great, but then we had to shield ourselves from scammers and perverts and all of these crazy things, right? So with every invention, there becomes more problems. With the invention of the cell phone, they were great, but they break. They're great, but now we're addicted. Do you understand what I mean? So we just want to really enjoy the simplicities of what we have now. If your kids are little, enjoy them being little, even if they get on your nerves. Even if you're tired of them being little, they will not be little forever. You know, if you are single, enjoy your singleness because you will not be single forever. One day you will have to consider somebody else's feelings, emotions, and what they want and what they need from you. If you are married, enjoy your married life, you know, because one day you were single and you prayed for exactly what you have now. If you have good health, man, enjoy your good health because anything can change. And I don't want any of us to live in fear or be like, oh my gosh, I gotta do this now. That's not the point of the conversation. I want us to just really take in this time because one day we may be like, dang, I miss the good old days. So the good old days are happening right now. So I'm going to jump into the comments just for a little bit. Ms. Debbie said, yes, we used to talk for hours. Ms. Debbie says, also, that's deep. People do this through Instagram now, IG versus reality. Absolutely. Y'all remember when nobody cared? Oh my gosh, I remember those days. Oh, I wish that social media would just kind of go away to a certain extent because I miss the days when we didn't care about posting our food or posting our outfits or showing people what we were doing. Remember, we just used to live, or we used to just have to tell about it, or the only people's opinions that mattered for real were the people that we knew. I don't know how these kids are going to school these days, and I hate to be like this, but if you have young kids, especially in middle school, high school, check on their mental health, because when we were kids, once you left school, if you were bullied, if you were picked on, if there was a rumor, once you left school, it stayed at school. Now with social media, everything comes home with you. Your insecurities, your bullies, the rumors, the fights, everything come home with you. There is no on and off switch. You're constantly connected to the people that you're with all the time, especially if you're a kid and you don't know how to switch it off. You know, as adults, even though we're also addicted, we can put our phones down. We can say, okay, I need a break. Okay, I don't have to listen to those people. Okay, we can do that. Remember, right? These kids aren't like that. So if you have young kids, nieces and nephews, people that, you know, younger generations that really use these devices on a frequent basis, check on their mental health. Make sure that they are okay. Make sure that they understand who they are outside of what people have to say on these phones. And it's really affecting the younger generation. You know, it is what it is. But things used to be so simple. We did not have to. We didn't care about if anybody liked something. We cared about if our homegirl liked it or if our boyfriend liked it. We didn't care if a random stranger in Timbuktu liked our outfit or cared about our vacation reel, or we didn't have to make all this content. You guys, it's like everybody wants to be famous and make money off social media, but it's really a problem, in my personal opinion, when it comes to how much they want us to create and consume. And it's really annoying, personally. I miss the days when it didn't exist, to be 100% real. I just remember how we used to just live our lives for us. Only thing that mattered is if we were happy or if our parents were happy, and maybe our friends and our boyfriends and girlfriends. That's it. Man, those days were great. I was in college. Missed those days. But those days are no longer in existence, right? So let's take some of those lessons. Think about the things that you miss. And just be like, okay, I can't go back. There's no going back. You can't rewind the clock. You can't go back and see and live in that life. That time travel doesn't exist. But what we can do is really appreciate where we are right now, what we have. And like I said, bask in the simplicities of where we are. Amber says, yo, VCRs, I miss the old days sometimes because it was so fun and DVDs. And I remember when Blu-ray came out. I remember DVDs just became a hassle, man. If they were scratched up, good luck. I know I loved Xenon. Zoom, 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 zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom, my supernova girl. I miss the 90s. A lot of people say they miss the 90s. Things were a lot more simple, but they had its own problems too. So there's never a carefree, problem-free life. With every decade, every year, you know, things get simpler for us, but then they get more complicated in a different area. So we just really have to sit into the now. All right. So how can we enjoy the simple things in life now? What are you going to do to stop and smell the roses, enjoy where we are, maybe enjoy what we have? I don't know. What are you going to do to just really, really enjoy right now? And Angel says, I miss it also. But yes, I lost my father to COVID, but the slow pace was wonderful. I'm so sorry, Angel. I'm so sorry that happened. But yeah, I miss that slow pace. And that was a travesty. And I have my whole conspiracy theories on what really happened. That's neither here nor there. I'm sorry that that did happen. So it wasn't great for everybody, for sure. Chamber says, I used to rub the back of the DVDs and try to fix the cracks or the scratches. Man, sometimes no matter how much you rub, they didn't come back. But remember when we had Nintendos and we used to have to blow cartridges? There were so many things that were so simple back then, but we took them for granted. So I don't want anybody taking the time we have now for granted. Whatever age you are, whatever age your children are, whatever age your family is, and you know, when you hug and kiss your loved one, look at them deeply. Like we're always sometimes so on the go that life passes us by. So y'all, we're 6 months into 2022. 6 months in 2022. Like it's about to be 2023 in 6 months. And then 2024 and just to think about the calendar. Remember when we used to, when 2000 happened? Do y'all remember that when we were partying like it was 1999 and we thought the world was going to end, all of this craziness in 2000, and it's 22 years later. Wow. Time moves fast. So what we have to do is as much as we can is just enjoy. If you have a significant other, look at them. They're not going to be this young and vibrant and it may be coherent. You know, maybe one day they'll be pushing you around in the wheelchair. You'll be pushing them around in the wheelchair. And God forbid, you know, thank God we're not in those times now, but really try to enjoy it. Like I try to take nothing for granted from my friends, from my loved ones, my significant other. Every time they leave the house, I try to say, give them a kiss, hug. I love you. And I'll see you later or goodbye. You know, I never want to feel like I have forever or feel like I don't want to ever take anything for granted in the moment. So like I said before, nothing we can't change the past. We can't predict the future, even though it's already been predicted. All we can really do is enjoy exactly where we are now. And I hope that we're taking advantage of that as much as possible. Good morning, Veronica. Trying to stay off my phone and social media. So tell me, what do you guys really enjoy right now? What is something that you may miss that's happening right now that may not be there in the future? You know, I miss the space. I mean, I love that we have space. We're not all piled on each other. And it depends on where you live, right? I like that there's fresh air outside. And I live in Georgia with a lot of trees. So if you live in Houston or certain cities that don't have as much fresh air, I apologize. But what do you have right now? What do you have right now at your fingertips? What do you enjoy right now that may not be there in the future? You know, I can say I love my body. I couldn't always say that when I was a little girl because I was picked on for being a little toothpick and skinny. But as a grown woman, I'm so thankful that I'm naturally thin because I know that that's a struggle for some people. And not to brag or be like, ooh, look at me, not like that. But maybe one day I won't have that. Maybe one day my metabolism will slow down and I won't have, you know, it won't be as easy for me to stay and maintain my weight. If I have children, my body may change. So that's something I enjoy. So what are things, good morning, what are some things that you guys enjoy now or that you can bask in now? The simple, small things that may not be there in 20 plus years down the road, whether you don't have children and you get to live your life exactly how you want to live it, whether you have little kids, whether your kids are about to graduate and they're still in your home, you know, everything has an expiration date. Everything's going to change and evolve. And I would love to hear, what do you guys enjoy right now? Good morning, you guys. So P says, my singleness. Absolutely. Because once you're no longer single and you get married, your life is, you can't be as selfish. You can't be, you have to continue to, what is it? Just basically consider somebody else at every turn. So I love that. Amber says, I never say goodbye. I always say see you later to everyone because I dislike the word bye, because by means forever to me. Oh, I say goodbye because it may be the last time. So that's very interesting. Dia says, I can still be active. That's important. One day we may not be so active. I look at my grandparents and, you know, and they groan and moan and I'm just like, oh, you know, and they were young and vibrant. Look at, if you guys have photo albums, and that's another thing that we don't have. If you guys have kids, family, start printing out photos, because I feel like this whole generation is going to lose, you know, all their stuff is on the internet. You know, a lot of people have, people don't take family photos anymore. Remember family photos when people used to go to the mall? Now people hire photographers. People used to go to the mall, get dressed up, wear matching outfits and take family photos. Those things don't happen anymore. So make sure you guys are taking family photos and you're printing out your photos, because photo albums have stopped being a thing. But I love going through my photo albums and seeing how young and vibrant my mom was, or my grandparents, or my great grandparents who are no longer here, you know, and seeing pictures of people who have passed in my family and things like that. So, you know, I love, I'm very nostalgic when it comes to stuff like that. Let's see, Diadis also says, I also have my freedom since I'm single and childless. That's dope. Living alone and my body. Exactly, because it's going to change. Everything is going to change. You know, one day, Destiny, you won't be living alone. You're going to have somebody that's going to roll over, and hopefully you like who you roll over to. And I pray everybody else loves who they roll over to. But enjoy that. You know, sometimes we rush to be in a relationship where we really, I'm so happy I spent my 20s single and living alone and not, you know, being tied to so many things. I love that about my life. So what do you guys enjoy? Anaya says, I enjoy having both my parents. Oh, I love that. Ooh, that's a deep one. I still have both my parents. And some, for us who still have both of our parents, that is a blessing. If you still have your grandparents around, that is a blessing, you guys. So we got to enjoy that now. You know, I don't care what you guys are going through. I don't care how much they get on your nerves. Try your best to mend those relationships and heal those relationships, because one day they will be gone. I love that you said that. I enjoy still having both my parents. I love that. That's really deep. And it sounds so simple, but that's something we can't get back. You know, God forbid something happens, we can't rewind the clock. So that's an amazing blessing to pay attention to. I love that. Thank you for sharing. She Amber says, yo, family photos. We don't take family photos anymore. You guys, if you're young and married, She Amber, you and your husband are young and married, take as many photos as you guys can and print them out. If you guys have little kids, take photos, but print them out. Go to CVS or Walmart, or they have even these books that you can, you know, you can send your photos to, like, a place, and they make these little booklets out of them. You guys, we don't want to miss all of these good looking photos that we have in these videos, because if we lose our phones, if we don't back up our phones, I remember I had a phone and I dropped it in Mexico in the water, and there were videos of my nephew when he was a little baby laying on me, and all those photos weren't backed up. So I lost a lot of memories in that phone. So if we lose these things, if we don't back them up, if we don't have the cloud and all of that, you guys, we're going to miss out. Some of y'all going to miss out on them baby photos that you guys have with your kids. So make sure we're printing those out so we have those memories. And take family photos. Hire a photographer. I heard studios really don't exist anymore, but hire a photographer and take some family photos so you can remember your family at this stage. And as they get bigger, you know, you have those family photos to compare to, because we don't really do that stuff anymore. What up, Norms? Norm says, I enjoy date night and movie night with my family. I love that. She Amber says, we took them every year and we don't do them anymore. Families start changing and people start distancing themselves. It's crazy. That's just, it's been predicted. You know, we don't, you know, family, remember you got family reunions. I don't know if those are coming back at all, but family reunions or taking pictures with your grandparents or great grandparents, if they're still alive, or whatever the case may be, your cousins, and people are passing away younger and younger. I had one of my favorite cousins pass away, and I'm sad that we don't have a photo together, you know? So just think about those things, y'all. I want to get to a place in my life where I stop missing and wanting a time in my life. I want to be content in every season for all things that I have. I love that. And that's what today's topic is all about, is really being content and really enjoying where we are now. The good old days are happening right now. One day we're going to look back and say, dang, I miss those days, or dang, remember this, and dang, remember that. And remember when we didn't have flying cars and everybody drove on the road like normal? Remember, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what we're going to be saying when we're older. But you know, things are going to change. So I love that. I love that P is trying to be in the moment. And that's what today's topic is all about, is being in the moment as much as we can. All D says my body ain't what it used to be. That's okay. That's okay. But it's still a body that you have that functions and that you can move. And so, yes, it may not be what it used to be, but at least you got what you got now, because it could be worse. Somebody said, yes, I have both my parents and they are happily married for 24 years now. And I'm so blessed for them. That is so beautiful. Good morning, Kelsey. Miss Debbie says, simple things. I miss making dinner every day and hearing my kids ask, what's for dinner? Now we order out so much that family bonding time goes with it. Wow. Yeah, I remember when we used to have to sit at the dinner table and have conversations and not be on our phones or not turn on stuff. So, and then what can you implement still in your life that can be now? You know, what's now? Ms. Debbie says she missed her kids saying, what's for dinner? Aww. Amber says his family is coming up from Barbados next month after 4.5 years. So we're definitely going to do a photo shoot. I love that. Brandy says it is a blessing to have both parents. I have so many friends whose parents had passed in the last few years. Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Vanessa says she is grateful for her health. So absolutely. So as we go through life, as we are striving and we are planning for the future and investing in all of this stuff, really make sure we are taking our time now to really, really, really be appreciative of what we have and where we are, because the good times are right now. But does anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns? We finished today's topic a little early, but we still have a lot of time left together. And I want to make sure that we talk on anything. So does anybody have any questions? Does anybody have any topics that they would like to discuss while we have some time? Because we never end early. So this is amazing. But I hope you guys got a message today as far as really enjoying life as we know it, because it's going to change. It's going to evolve. You guys, we have so many things on the horizon if we are keeping up with what's going on with Web 3.0, with blockchains, with cryptocurrency, with the metaverse. The world isn't going to be so simple in the future. So hopefully we are taking advantage of time right now. Hopefully we're taking advantage of just the life that we have, the blessings that we have, you know, what God has blessed us with right now, because things can change in a heartbeat. Things can change over the course of time. But let me know if you guys have any comments, questions, or concerns. I do not want to end early. We have 20 minutes. We have 20 minutes. So do you guys have any topics you guys want to talk about? Anything interesting coming up? This is going to just be a little Q&A session at the end today. And yeah. Do you guys have anything coming up that you guys want to talk about or questions? Let's see. Edwan said, all of my brothers and sisters are going to Cleveland, Ohio for the 4th of July at my dad's request. And we are all taking a photo together for my dad and his kids. I love that. I love that. People get right when they in their older age. But that's beautiful. Let's see. You mentioned shout out. I'm 50 subs away from my 1K milestones. Everybody head to Miss Debbie's channel. You guys make sure you go subscribe. Make sure you guys follow. I will also subscribe myself if I have not already. If you guys have YouTube channels, if you guys have podcasts, if you guys have businesses, is there anything that you guys want to promote? It is totally okay. I do not mind you guys promoting your businesses or the things that you have going on in the comments. I feel like we are all a community. I feel like we can always learn from each other and uplift each other. You guys, most of us have been with each other since January, so it is totally fine. We're all family here. Alicia says, I love that I still have both my parents and my brother. We still find time to hang out individually. I love that I still am able to take pictures with them and make new memories. I love that. I love that. And that's very important, you guys. When we are with our siblings, when we're with our family members, especially the ones that we haven't seen in a long time, make sure we're taking those photos and we're hugging them and we're kissing them and we're telling them how much we love them, because we never know. Naughty Nod says, hey girl, I got a YouTube. You guys go follow Naughty. Make sure you guys subscribe and everything like that. It is totally okay to shout yourselves out. Yeah. Let's see. Shamber says, one thing I want to say is, how can you deal with a family member that has distanced themselves from the family and does not want to come around anymore? All you can do is shower them with love and tell them that you miss them and that you're praying for them and hope that everything is okay. Unfortunately, what we can't do is we can't force people to be what we want them to be. We have to accept people for who they are, what they want in their lives. All we can do is be there for them. So you ask them, hey, is there anything I can do? Is there anything that you need? And if the answer is no, then you just have to respect their wishes. You know, I have friends that I haven't talked to in a while because they were just taking time for themselves. So we never know what anybody's going through, but you just want to just make sure you check on them. Make sure that they're okay. Make sure that they know that you're there for them. And you unfortunately just have to give them their space. You really can't do too much about that. Look me up and follow if you like, you guys, Miss Nita Pink. So you guys check her YouTube channel out. Make sure you check out Debbie's channel. And you guys check out She Amber's channel for sure. Make sure you guys subscribe. No problem. Okay. Well, if you guys don't have any more topics or anything like that, we'll just go ahead and end early today. I'm so sorry, but that was pretty much the topic. I was praying and that song came to mind. It's just really missing, or really just basking in the good old days, and the good old days are right now. We can't change the past and we cannot dwell on the future. All we can do is just really try to love exactly where we're at, exactly what we have, and just cherish everything that's right in front of us. The song is called Good Old Days by Ron Pope. It is a country song. Gotta take more photos. Absolutely. So I'll put his name in. Never heard of this man until yesterday. His name is Ron Pope, and the song is called Good Old Days. And it really made me want to think about today's topic. And that's what just came about, is just really enjoying life, you guys, because time is going to change. Life is going to continue to move forward. So I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I'm sorry to end it early today. We got 15 extra minutes. So you guys can enjoy your mornings and pray, meditate, ask God for whatever it is that you need. And I hope that you guys have a beautiful and blessed Thursday. I will see you guys tomorrow for Friday. Love you guys so much. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Happy Thursday, y'all. Bye.